left-wing politicians believe skin color or gender identity should determine who gets the job. Democrats used to care about the middle class. Now they just care about your race and your gender.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser. Everything woke turns to okay?
Well, I think I can think of a couple of companies that are probably agreeing with that.
Target.
Bud Light.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley has lost 62 pounds. Now, I don't know if you've heard it, but Ozempic, which is designed for type 2 diabetes, has been used as a weight loss drug. I don't think that's illegal. I think you just have to have, obviously, a doctor prescribe it.
Sure.
And it's being used to the point where there's shortages. But I'm when I saw this, I thought, well, here's a guy that's got more money than he'll ever be able to spend. So he must be using the drug that I was given and could not afford. And he is. It's called Mounjaro.
Huh.
It's supposed to be very effective.
Does it make you not eat as much? Is it, in other words, does it curb your appetite? Is that what it does?
Yeah, I think it has multiple effects, and it works fairly quickly. And, of course, when you lose weight, you get back some energy as well. He says, it's been amazing. My doctor, she's amazing. I know other people like Ozempic. My doctor prefers this. I started at 352, and I'm down to 290. Still a pretty sizable dude. My doctor wrote me a prescription for that. Partnering with that and the bike riding and everything else.
And the insurance company didn't?
They said, no thanks. At $1,300 for a prescription. So
no thanks.
Won't be able to do that. But, hey, I'm still riding the bike.
I've got infusion time today.
Oh, you're doing crowd contouring today.
And I got the gym first.
That has become so popular, and that also is something that gets an immediate and permanent result. We are at 8 o'clock now, and I'd like to thank Donnie Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body, for being a part of what we do here for so long. And it's such an easy business to describe because they're quite frankly the best at what they do. And that is, it's a brick and mortar building there at Shirley Lane, right off the boulevard. But that building is a monument to business ethics, meaning when Donnie was first in the business and working for others, they were doing some what you might call unethical things. And even if the customer would never know and could live the rest of their life without knowing or finding out, he would know. And he chose not to be a part of it. He said the only way I was going to make it in this business was to start my own place, and that he did. And now their reputation for integrity and outcomes is so strong that they have become the focus of videotape productions by insurance companies to show other body shops. This is the template we want you to build around. This is the kind of outcome we'd like you to produce for our customers. That good. Good as new. Maybe even better. And if yours was that way, now they don't want you to be in an accident. They're really not wired that way, but they happen. When they do, Alabama law says you get to choose. Choose wisely. Choose MPB on the boulevard of East Shirley Lane and call 27REC with a W to get the ball rolling. At 8, we've got SRN News coming up in 2.
Do you like wasting time? Like sitting in Atlanta traffic, hoping and praying you make it to the Atlanta airport on time? Your Montgomery Regional Airport has some exciting news for you. Take advantage of MGM's direct, nonstop American Airlines flight daily to Washington, D.C. Fly out of Montgomery the day before your meeting and be back home the very next day in time for dinner. And getting in and out of your Montgomery airport is quick and easy. Avoid the long lines and the hassle of the Atlanta airport. Rethink your limits. Fly local first.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Whose birthday is it?
Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead.
Clint Eastwood?
Make my day.
Clint Eastwood?
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Clint Eastwood.
Well, do you, punk?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid fierce opposition from conservative Republicans, a debt ceiling bill will come to a vote this evening in the House. South Carolina GOP Congressman Ralph Norman describes it as a smoke and mirrors bill, one that's seriously tilted in favor of Democrat priorities. But House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the bill is winning support among more Republicans. The agreement comes to the floor for a vote after the Republican-led House Rules Committee approved it yesterday, and if it does pass the full House, then it goes on to the Senate for consideration. Anheuser-Busch's decision to go woke in its advertising could go down as one of the biggest marketing blunders ever, and it's costing the company dearly in the bottom line. On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures down 116 points. NASDAQ futures off 68 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Is a disturbing image.
Yes. Why is Aroyd on TV?
I don't know.
What did he do?
But I'm thinking of Seinfeld. My boys are out there.
They did some very funny stuff in that regard. Yeah.
I don't know why Alex is on the CBS Morning News this morning.
Why it doesn't make any sense, Rich? I don't understand it. 8:09. I'm maybe starting to lose confidence in my decision-making powers because I still don't know what contest we're going to do. We may... is backup Steve?
Yes.
Maybe he can give us some guidance.
He's got a question for Rich.
Okay. What's up?
I wanted to ask this during random facts, but I didn't want to take up too much time.
Yeah.
Last night, I saw all kind of things about the SpaceX return going across the sky.
Yeah.
And was wondering, y'all do such a good job with the space station. Is it predictable to when these guys come back from these capsule runs that they can kind of predict that as well?
As a matter of fact, my buddy who does the weather down in Panama City, Christopher Smith, was telling me that the recovery vessels were off of Panama City. recovering that. And I don't always get the word about these in advance, but when I was down in South Padre Island, Texas, the shuttle driver said, look out to the left there. You see that? That's the SpaceX launch that's going to happen on Monday. So I'm just fascinated.
Me too. I mean, I saw so many pictures posted about 10 o'clock last night. It looked like people thought it was a meteor.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be the space capsule coming back, and I'm thinking, wow, I wish I'd have ran out there.
I just eat that stuff up, and I really should pay more attention to it and give you guys more of a notice on when that's going to happen. But
and I know you guys can relate to this. I mean, it's almost becoming commonplace. It's like Apollo and Mercury and Gemini. It's like we're getting used to it so much that it's like, oh, here's another one.
But, you know, SpaceX, without government, without the government, is more efficient, it seems. You know?
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Y'all take care. Right, thanks for the info. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. We are at 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So we've got those that milky sunshine out there, the sun refracting through some high clouds up around 14,000 feet, and that's going to be the case today. We're very comfortable. We've got this northeast wind now at 11, and temperature right around 70. So warmer today with a high in the mid to, let's say, upper 80s, a little bit more humidity. So I'll call it a sun cloud mix, but to be honest with you, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day with the sun refracting through. Risk of some spotty random pop-up showers this afternoon and this evening. Low tonight 67. Then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, very similar forecast each day. Highs in the mid to upper 80s to perhaps near 90, especially Sunday, I think. Sun and cloud mix each day with a little bit more humidity and widely scattered hit or miss storms here and there. Right now this morning, I've got the current temperature here. We're up to 70 with those high clouds at 812.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
What's that smile about?
What are you smiling at?
Today happens to be National Smile Day.
Smiling's my favorite. And when you smile, it can make you or someone else feel better. Today is Smile Day.
There's that beautiful smile.
Is there anything that'll brighten your day more than someone flashing a big smile?
Grinning from ear to ear.
National Smile Day.
Hey, let's turn that frown upside down.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
It's showtime.
8:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I'm probably going to live to regret this. But let's try this billionaire thing.
Yeah, I like this idea.
Okay, now, here's how it works. I will give you the names of two billionaires. You'll know who they are. These are all obviously famous people.
And all you got to do is tell us who made it to $1 billion first.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, somebody listening must.
Must. I see what you did there.
Want to try this. How about you?
No.
You?
No.
You?
No, no, no.
And I know your answer.
No.
Yeah. All right. Now that we've gotten all the negativity out of the way, who wants to dial 272-9228 and give this a try?
50-50 chance here, you know?
No other radio station would do this.
No.
Shut up. I'm glad you caught that.
NOAA Weather Radio, maybe.
This is, I mean, we're news talk, so this is a game that kind of buys into, let's face it, studies have been done. The news talk listener has the highest average income of any radio audience and the highest IQ of any radio audience. So this game
it's
designed to, I mean, we could always play Psychic Underwear.
Psychic Underwear.
We used to do that too, but you couldn't do it today because of the delay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we fill all the lines with people, pick a caller, they'd have to give their underwear color. And then they had to guess which of the other four lines they might match with. And you'd be amazed how that worked. And it's funny, that's like a long time ago, but we could conference calls together, and now I can't do that because of this thing. Jay, do we have a contestant for this?
I believe we do.
Wow, I am thrilled to welcome Mike. Mike, how are you?
Step up to the mic.
Hi.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm gonna try.
What do you call it? Billionaire? What do you call in this game?
Who made it to a billion first?
Okay, that's real.
All right, now your first two names, and by the way, that means the youngest. To make it to a billion.
Yeah, the first person.
First two are Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Who was youngest when they became a billionaire?
Elon Musk.
Musk?
No, he was 41, which is still very young. But Bezos made it at age 35.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
But right. I'll give you a chance at redemption here, okay?
All right, one more.
Okay.
Next two names, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg. Who made it to a billion first? Mike?
Pick one.
Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg. Who was the youngest when they became a billionaire?
Zuckerberg.
That's
all right, very
right. He was 23. All 23 right. And a billionaire.
Wow.
So here's the tiebreaker. You gotta tell me which one of these two people was youngest when they became a billionaire. Mark Cuban or Warren Buffett? Who was younger when they became a billionaire?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mark Cuban or Warren Buffett? Who was younger?
Warren Buffett.
And see, this is the way people tell me.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
But can we give Mike a couple of bonus entries in the grand prize drawing?
Yeah, you're in the grand prize drawing more
than once.
And Mike,
thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Gray hair wants to try this.
Yeah, this is my lonely life out here on the road. This just enhances my whole life.
I am going to give you the names of two billionaires. You got to tell me who was youngest when they became a billionaire. First two names, Jay-Z or Rihanna? Jay-Z or Rihanna, who became a billionaire first?
First.
Or youngest?
Jay-Z. Which one, younger or first?
Younger.
Younger.
Okay, you threw me off there.
All right.
So.
Yeah, because your answer would have been different.
Because I know it's hard to derail a steel door trap mine like yours. Gray hair. All right, but you're still in the game. Next two, Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods? Who was younger when they became a billionaire?
Well, that's a
good one. Who
Tiger Woods.
Hey, you got that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can figure this one out. Get it right, and you win.
Okay.
Oprah or Tyler Perry? Who was youngest when they became a billionaire? Oprah or Tyler Perry?
I didn't know Tyler Perry was a billionaire.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know who Tyler Perry
well,
is.
Well, he's a famous singer.
I thought it was a she.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
An actor.
Who makes his crappy comedies?
Who was younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Oprah was.
So guess what? You are a winner.
So much happier. This has fulfilled my dream. What can I say? But thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, now that your acceptance speech is over, we're going to put you on hold so Jay can talk to you. And in a couple of minutes, Jay will tell you more about the incredible restaurant that is the Seafood Bistro. Here is at 8/19/18/19. News.
Don't confuse it.
1819 News.
This past Tuesday night, Governor Ivey signed a bill into law that prohibits biological males from competing in women or girls sports programs at the collegiate level. Ivey said it's all about fairness, plain and simple, after she signed the bill. Last year, Ivey signed into law a ban on transgender athletes from competing in a sport that's not in line with their gender at birth throughout all K-12 public schools in Alabama. 20 states have also passed similar legislation in the past few years. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Two brothers in Jefferson County are facing arrest warrants regarding the death of a 17-year-old girl earlier this week. Keandre and Keate Fuller are accused of discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. Those shots killed 17-year-old Tatiana Hanna. Police issued the warrants for the two brothers and are currently searching for their whereabouts. Also happening on Tuesday night in Huntsville, a child that is only 7 years old had to be rushed to the emergency room for undergoing a cardiac arrest. First responders were called to a home where they had to perform CPR and then rush the child to Huntsville Hospital. The Huntsville Police Department is confirming that this was a medical-related emergency, not a criminal act. No more details have been released on this case. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Now, every day there's another behavior story that just makes you shake your head and wonder what the hell's going on.
Where's this one from?
California, 9 teens arrested over the beating of 3 Marines. And, well, I thought the Marines were dead. You know, 9 teenagers. Here's the worst part of it. See that photo there?
Uh-huh.
That's everybody videotaping it.
Not helping. Not helping. Just.
Yeah. So it's 9 against 3. That's a fair fight. Although the mayor of San Clemente said that deputies have apprehended the main suspects among a group of up to 40 others. Now, what happened was this group was shooting off fireworks, and one of the Marines asked them to stop because he got hit in the face with part of a firework. And that was their answer. This is just...
Every day.
Such a deterioration. It really makes me sad. All right, we'll get back to Skipper in the traffic dungeon here in a moment. But first, I need my friend Jay to tell you about the Seafood Bistro.
I would love to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. It is delicious over there. Yeah, you know, I may want to go get some gumbo today. Red beans and rice, I think, is probably what I would do. This is the problem. You look at their menu, and it's like, well, which one do I want? And I'm only looking at the written menu. If you go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or the delivery apps that are on your phone, it'll be even more difficult for you to decide what you're going to eat from the Seafood Bistro, because you can see pictures of every single item on the menu there, what they look like, their new Bayou pasta that they've got, the Seafood Monica pasta, the Seafood Bistro tacos, the shrimp and grits, those golden grits, really, with the shrimp on there as well. Not only that, they've got their salads as well, their platters, and the boil bags, little Low Country boil right in the bag, just personally for you. It's all there at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down from the station here. 279-7500. Call them when they open up today at 11 a.m. In fact, they're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. It is the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, we'll hit the traffic dungeon. We have our rocket scientist of the day and Morning Maroon nominees just ahead, 823.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, currently we've got light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A bit busy on 231 out of Wetumpka. Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard are busiest of all the boulevards at the moment. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic flow through the interchange. No problems, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, just a little bit of busy traffic. Keep it here, we'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family-owned, family-driven.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand-new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay
pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
It is that time of the year when you get ready to go to the pool, to the beach, to the lake. They've got beach towels coming in down at Tuckabacon. They've got jewelry. They've got all kind of stuff for the summer month. They've got Foster Gump to tell you all about it.
At Tuckabacon, they've got some new towels coming in. You know, they've had the dry wick towels for years, but now they have the Turkish beach towels back, which they were a huge success 2 years ago. You know what? We've got bags. We've got all kinds of great beach stuff. We've got some cover-ups that'll be beautiful. And then also, a lot of people like to cook when they go to the beach and to the lake, so they've got all kinds of barbecue sauces and dips and chip stuff, all kinds of great things for the beach and the lake at Tucker Pecan. And if you're an Alabama fan, they got Alabama Plaza. If you're an Auburn fan, they got Auburn Plaza. Well, I'm an Alabama fan. We've got all those wonderful things down at Tucker Pecan. Plus, we got Lieutenant Stan eating ice cream.
Tell them where you're located, buddy.
We're located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check them out on the web at TuckerPecan.com. Call them 262-4470. Like them on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
How many channels and streaming services are Seinfeld and Friends on anyway? Are there millions of people having a 1990s must-see TV reality?
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Always listen to Mom. It is just about 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Wednesday, and we welcome in Mike Murphy, General Manager of your Montgomery Biscuits.
That's right, and Biscuits are back in town. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. We're good.
I'm a little anxious. I've got a doggy going through a surgery this morning, so I'm waiting to hear that. That was about an hour ago. I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, hope everything's good.
I have confidence in the team, that's for sure.
There you go.
So, speaking of confidence in the team, how is our team doing?
We're doing all right. We're right at 500 right now. Had a really tough one last night. We're up 12-0 and ended up losing. So it's not a great start to the homestand, but it only counts as one. So that's one great thing about baseball is you get to come back and do it again today and try to get that out of your memory. But that was for sure a tough one.
Yeah, no, minor leaguers, that's a very valuable lesson for them to learn is that, okay, it didn't work out the way we wanted or thought, but there's a game tomorrow that we got to focus on.
Yeah, right.
Football players don't have that.
No, you gotta wait a whole week to dwell on it in football. But
and then listen to a bunch of phony analysts tell you everything that you should have done that didn't, and that's why you lost, and now we're going to tell you everything you should do this weekend. That'll be wrong. Whatever. At least with baseball, you got redemption within 24 hours.
Yep.
We're 2 months into the season. I'm just thinking of, gosh, it won't be too long before the break, right?
Yeah. No, so the end of June is where we have kind of our split, first half, second half split. So right now we're, I think, 5 games back of Pensacola for the first place spot in our division. So the team that wins the division in the first half gets an automatic slot in the playoffs, and then you have a second half champion that will get another spot in the playoffs. So still have some time to make it in the first half, but then still have all of July, August, September to make a playoff run. So,
and you say the Rockets are in town? Or?
Yeah, Rocket City Trash Pandas. So,
I love that name.
So they're the AA affiliate of the Angels. So this is only the second time they've ever come to Montgomery. So in their first season, which was 21, the way the schedule laid out, they didn't come to Montgomery. We went up there.
Where are they located?
So in Madison.
Oh.
Yep, so right in Madison, brand new ballpark up there, and it's a gorgeous ballpark. We're excited to have them here.
Tell us what promotions are coming up.
Yeah, so tonight, like always, is our WOW Military Wednesday. We've got our craft beer special going on tonight in the Club Car Bar area. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, it is our Thirsty Thursday presented by Turtlebox Audio. We'll be giving away a Turtlebox speaker. So you just come to the ballpark. We'll have QR codes on the video board. You scan that. So we have that speaker giveaway every single Thursday night. And then, of course, it's our T-shirt Thursday presented by Direct Auto Insurance. This week is our shirt. So t-shirt jersey. It looks like our away jersey. So it's like a gray t-shirt with a block letter Montgomery across the front and the number 23 on the front. So it looks kind of like a jersey. So we're pretty excited about that one. It's a good kind of clean looking t-shirt. Mm-hmm. On Friday, it's bacon night at the ballpark. So team's going to be wearing some specialty uniforms. We're bringing back our bacon hats that we wore back in 19 when we did a year of bacon promotion. So we've got specialty hats and jerseys that the team's going to be wearing. We have a bacon biscuit bobblehead giveaway presented by Hardee. So that one's a really cool bobblehead that we're excited about. And, of course, we'll have some bacon food items throughout the ballpark, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, bacon biscuits, some other really cool bacon things that our food and beverage folks are working on.
Can never go wrong with bacon.
No, not at all. Saturday is our wizard night, so celebrating Harry Potter at the ballpark. And of course, every Saturday we have a Max fireworks show. So I'm what they call a muggle, so I have no clue about anything wizard related. But we have some great folks on our staff that are very dialed into all things Harry Potter. So they've got some awesome promotions lined up for that. And then Sunday, something I'm really excited about, we have our kids giveaway on Sunday is presented by the Alabama Peanut Producers. It is a player pillow. So it looks like it's just what it says. It's a player pillow. It looks like one of a Biscuits baseball player. But if you remember back in like the 80s and 90s where you had like the wrestling buddies, where it was like basically a pillow that like they advertised as like you can beat this thing up, and it looked like Hulk Hogan or the incredible Ultimate Warrior. So it was those. It looks kind of like one of those, but it's a Biscuits baseball player. So you can use it as a stuffed animal. You can use it as a voodoo doll or whatever. But it's going to be a pretty cool giveaway. And of course, we'll also be doing with the Peanut Producers a peanut butter drive that will donate to the Montgomery Area Food Bank. So if you bring a jar of peanut butter into the ballpark, you'll get a ticket voucher for a future game.
That is so cool.
That is a nice deal.
It's a great promotion.
Because I know you can get Peter Pan a food outlet for $2.47, and so there you go. You get in and you save quite a bit of money on your next game.
Yeah,
and of course on Sunday you can always bring the doggies.
Absolutely, Sundays continue to be our Bark in the Park, presented by CBS 8, and then also more for the kids on Sundays. We've got pregame catch on the field where kids, parents, everybody can come for the 30 minutes. We open up our outfield gates and you come out there and just play catch with your family out on the outfield grass, and then
run the bases.
Run the bases post game. Kids 14 and under can run the bases post game. Catch on the field's open to everybody, but then of course the doggos can hang around in the stands all night.
Cool deal.
I still want to live my dream and stand at home plate and take some swings.
I know a guy.
You know, would you put me in touch with him? Because I would really like to.
He's sitting in front of you.
Hey.
So, yeah. I can't promise I'd throw you a strike, but I can.
I can't promise you I'll hit the ball. But no, I was a good ball player, and I had good power. We had crappy parks in Chicago where I grew up. We had this one fields on all four corners, and the only fences were the ones that went down the line. And I was able to take a regular baseball using a, I think a Louisville slugger, and I without a pitcher, and I could hit it, fungo that ball over 300 feet.
Oh, wow.
Over an 18-foot chain link fence. I was a little younger then.
Were you any good at baseball?
I was okay.
I mean, as a hitter or pitcher or?
I was a catcher. Yeah. I played baseball through high school. Had a chance to walk on in college, and decided to walk on the football team instead.
Ah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Receiver?
No, I was a long snapper. So very, very random. I could throw a ball between my legs really well.
Wow. The reason I asked is because you're tall and you got that wiry receiver body. Probably good speed, right?
No, not at all. That's why I could throw a ball between my legs.
See how good I am.
I'm very deceptive.
The athletic skills of others.
Absolutely.
Merv, anything else you want to let our listeners know about here at 338?
Yeah, no. I mean, biscuitsbaseball.com, where you can find out more information about all the promotions that we talked about and get your tickets right there. And you can follow along with us on all of our social media channels. But yeah, biscuitsbaseball.com is where you can find out more.
Maybe someday we could give away a couple of Biscuits tickets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we would love to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Because who doesn't want to go see the Biscuits and that great stadium and all that incredible food, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll plan that next week or the following. Whenever the team comes back in town, we'll do a ticket giveaway.
I'll take the Dippin' Dots, please.
There you go.
Well, thanks, and we look forward to your visit every a lot of Wednesdays.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Butter up.
All right.
All righty. It is 8:37. I'm looking at the Dow futures from here, and they have been sinking literally since we walked in the studio this morning.
Like target sales.
Whatever the day brings. Brant McDonald will analyze it for us at 5:15. I urge you, given these incredibly volatile financial times, if you've never sat down with a financial planner, and Brant would be the first one, if not him, call somebody. You work hard for your money. Don't let it go up in smoke. 387-0094. Meet Brant, meet his team, and sit down and talk about your goals and how they can help you achieve them. It's that simple. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. What happens at Invista Advisors sells itself. 387-0094.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So on this last day of May, we're going from dew points in the 50s yesterday after what was an incredibly comfortable string of days to more like the 60s today. So you're going to start to feel more stickiness. Of course, most of the summer we live in the 70s on the dew point, and that's when things are... Well, I don't know. You pick your words. I've got a few words for it. Today, a warmer day, a little bit more humid with a high around 88. Sun and cloud mix. There'll be a lot of clouds on the high level today, but some sunshine filtering through. Risk of some spotty random pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I've lumped them all together because little day-to-day change with... high temperatures mostly in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees a couple of those days. Sun and cloud mix, a little bit more humidity thrown in as we start the month of June, and some widely scattered hit or miss storms. And that's dot, dot, dot right on through almost every summer day, right in through September. The beach forecast routine with highs in the low to mid 80s, pop-up storms this weekend, and little or no effect from that tropical disturbance out there in the central Gulf of Mexico, which the National Hurricane Center is watching, but it has a remote chance of development. Right now, it's, let's say, partially sunny and 70 at 8:39.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your head.
drive to the traffic dungeon at 8:40.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we are busy on the boulevards right now. Got a lot of traffic on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and, of course, Northeast Boulevard around Lagoon Park and Highway 231. Congressman Dickinson still busy inbound I-65 and 85, rolling at the speed limit through the interchange at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. Larry Live Oak, make sure that you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Larry Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring Into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
The boys of summer are back, and it's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. The Biscuits are your place for fun all summer long. Check out BiscuitsBaseball.com for all of the Day of the Week promotions, including Taco Tuesdays, Wild Military Wednesdays, T-shirt Thursdays with Thirsty Thursday drink specials, Giveaway Fridays, Max Fireworks Saturdays, and Little Crumb Sundays, presented by Go Fish Alabama. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We use the term rocket scientist occasionally. We featured Elon Musk in this segment and others who have come up with some pretty brilliant stuff. But sometimes our rocket scientist is just somebody who comes up with a plan that nobody can quite figure out. And today, we bring you this dude from Canada, who broke into a bakery, stole 6 cupcakes, and then cleaned up after himself and took nothing else. We have a play-by-play description of the thief by the owner of the store, Emma Irvine. Let's listen to Emma.
Kicked the door in, walked around, sat down for, quite a long time. He realized, I guess, that he had made a mess, and he grabs a mop and a mop bucket and goes to try to, clean up all of the glass from the door that he kicked in. After he's cleaned up as much as he can, he walks out with 6 cupcakes and goes on his way. And, it turned it from this, kind of not-so-great experience to some of the best laughs I've ever had. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
She's got a good opinion about it.
Yeah, Emma's got a very good sense, because, most would be, hey, jackass.
I'm going to go with drunk adult on that one.
But somebody who breaking glass, there he is. You can see the video here.
Oh yeah.
To get at, I mean, Emma must have some pretty tasty cupcakes.
But only six.
All right, he just broke in the door. There you go, and now he's in.
So he gets six cupcakes, cleans up the broken glass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like he was hiding evidence, and there's Emma. So he is our winner today, brought to you by Applied Security. You want to keep your cupcakes protected, use a system from Applied. Mark and Vicky are local. They have easy-to-work-with systems that are incredibly effective, and this kind of stuff will not happen to you if you're properly protected. And by the way, don't let monthly monitoring get in the way of your personal security. It starts at under $30 a month with Applied Security. 279-8338, 279-8330 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board Bourbon number is 276. I think you saw it.
You eat ding dongs, snack on ho hos, cookies and Doritos. You drink Coke and chocolate shakes, potato chips and Hostess cakes, fatty cheese, salty meats. It's no doubt you like sweets, salty French fries. When there's a pie, you take a piece. Oh, you like to eat a lot of healthier stuff. Oh, yeah.
Addicted to junk. That could explain. By the way, did you see the story about the Florida seaweed?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they were just showing the map, this flesh-eating bacteria and where it's located.
Flesh-eating bacteria?
Yeah. Wow. Too much of it is located where Ian hit last September. Southwest.
When we were teens, there was a movie that came out. It was at the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been the last family movie we went to the drive-in together.
Yeah.
Called The Flesh Eaters. And it was about this group of teens, man. And they were on an island with these things that would eat their flesh. And you would see a skeleton. And it was scary.
Oscar nominated.
Oh, easily. You know, it was right up there.
There it is.
The movie, though, was on. I hadn't seen it since we saw it at the drive-in. And one day I'm looking at the schedule on Turner, and there it is, The Flesh Eaters. And it was just as dumb the second time around, to be honest with you.
I didn't see that one.
You know, in Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia.
And it looks like I'm going to have to go find a duplicate license. How do you lose your wallet?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's scary. I recently felt that.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, and I'm thinking about an AirTag, you know? Future AirTag.
Do they make a thing called Watch Fob or Wallet Fobs?
Wallet Fob.
Where it's just chained to you? It's not that easy.
I mean, you can put your wallet on a chain.
Yeah.
You can totally do that.
Thank God. Now, there's two things in it of value. One is my blue dot from the National Enquirer.
But that's right.
I've had that.
That's with luck for you, right?
Yes.
Not so lucky, was it?
Well, I mean, I may not visit Janelle until I get a replacement blue dot from the Enquirer, because that's your traveling good luck thing.
Please, there's no way you would. There's nothing that would get in the way between you and visiting Janelle. Nothing.
I don't know, Jay. That blue dot's a big deal. And my MAPCO discount card.
We can get you a red nose. They have one of those.
And then
your MAPCO card.
I think the one credit card I had in there was, there's nothing on it. So, but what? It's going to be in some place stupid.
And that's not my thought. Is that? But my thought is that. I don't think anybody took it. I think it was dropped or misplaced.
Like you said, it could be way under one of those.
I don't think it's stolen.
In the car. It could be way under the seats, you know, wedged somewhere. Thank God. I mean, I found my phone wedged into the car seat. But I did that by you know, that chime on the watch.
I mean, I even went through here with a fine tooth comb because we got these funky seats.
Yeah.
Popped out. And, you know, that makes me feel the worst is that wallet was a gift from Janelle.
Is there any phone number, contact number inside the phone that somebody could...
Well, it doesn't have your license.
It's my DL. No, my driver's license.
Your DL's in there?
Yeah.
Well, so it's got a name.
Yeah. At LifeLock, no alerts from them.
And a photo.
Yeah.
So that's why, again, I go back to, I think... It's hidden somewhere.
Is your health card in there?
Yeah. But that's on electronic filer. You don't really need that. Anyway, there's a large reward in case you stumble upon it traveling around town.
I never take it on the bike ride. There's a pie in your future.
Big pie. A piece of the pie. The American dream. 8:51. We'll get our final traffic update here in a second. When you visit Adams Drugs and you've never been there, your only experiences with the chain store pharmacies, you're in for a wonderful awakening. Not a rude one, but a wonderful one. You're saying, why am I not getting this kind of service where I currently fill my prescriptions? Or when you look at the drive-through lanes at some of these big chains and, you know, 3-4 cars back, you're talking a half hour before you get out of there, and sometimes longer. So why not deal with people who are committed to a level of customer service that is second to nobody? And that's Adams Drugs. They have 12 locations. I swear, if you went to all 12 in the same day, you would be incredibly impressed by the consistency of how they work with people. How many people walk through a door and are greeted on a first-name basis? This is what they work to achieve, is a real relationship with their customers. And you can't be, especially when it comes to your health. Pharmacists that have time to discuss your prescription. Counter staff that can help you find the right over-the-counter solution. Oh, beautiful gift shops. And while you're waiting, there's always a Boom magazine, but if you need a Coke and a candy bar to feel better, they can help you with that too. Do yourself a favor. Please visit adamsdrugs.net and get with the people that have that time to save you money on copays by making calls, looking for coupons and things of that nature. AdamsDrugs.net. 4 have health clinics, by the way, including the one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael, 4 flu shots and so forth. All right, what's the last?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, at the moment, we're a little busy on Highway 31 inbound to Montgomery out of Prattville. We've got a little bit of congestion. Northeast Boulevard at Highway 231 and Congressman Dickinson. Busy on East Boulevard, Troy Highway at East South, I-65 at 85 light to moderate traffic to downtown Montgomery. Still busy in Prattville, Millbrook at Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere at the moment. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family-owned, family-driven.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I need some good news.
Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, man?
Well, some good news.
Well, I have some good news.
Really? Good news?
Tell them the good news.
Spit it out!
Good news. Hard to come by these days, so you're not going to find it in the regular news. But we do have a story of inspiration today. A Maryland man who worked as a garbage man as he made his way through classes at the University of Maryland has now graduated, not from the University of Maryland, but from Harvard Law School. How about that?
I don't think we're allowed to call them garbage men anymore. They're
sanitation disposers.
Sanitation engineers.
You know, it is what it is. Anyway, this is Rehan Staten talking about his journey through law school and graduating.
Just different types of poverty, right? There was like housing insecurities, food insecurities. A lot of times we didn't really know like where we're going to be able to keep our home. There will be some days in which I just didn't have time to get to the shower and just change my clothes. And so I would kind of sit off to the side because of how I was dressed. And that was very uncomfortable, but we made it work. It's nice to be able to say that we finished this. Things are on an upward trajectory. We made people smile through it. I'm just excited.
See, there's a guy who didn't sit around and feel sorry for himself.
No, he's
worked
got a
hard.
Very upbeat outlook.
And on the other hand, you can win and lose at the same time. Jay, this sounds like something you may have seen a video on. They have a cheese rolling.
Yes. Yeah, there's a thing on Netflix for it. And it talks about, it goes over a bunch of different kind of competitions.
Yeah.
And one of those is the cheese rolling thing. But apparently they did the new one over Memorial Day weekend,
yes.
The UK one. And I think somebody like probably broke a collarbone and a couple of other things. That
this lady got knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
It's a steep 200-yard long hill, and we're talking about a wheel of cheese.
It is, and they just fall down that hill.
Yeah, you don't want to drop one of those on your foot, because somebody gave me one of those ones. As I'm getting ready to board a train, I'm thinking, are you nuts?
A cheese wheel?
What am I going to, you think I'm going to eat this between now and Chicago? That's not going to happen. Delaney Irving did not realize she had won the race until later when she woke up in the medical tent. I remember running, bumping my head, and then I woke up in the tent. But somehow, in spite of all that, she is the big cheese, so to speak.
The big cheese.
In this race. And I got a million of them, but I'll save them for this afternoon when we'll be talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. And the market continues to tumble down. Not sure how low that's going to go or what that's in response to, but Brent McDonald will analyze that for us around 5:15 this afternoon. A Utah Republican congressman is resigning, which means the majority will be even thinner. And Dodger pitchers blast organization for honoring anti-Catholic hate group. All of these things in our very united world. I mean, we all want the same thing, right? So up next, we have Alabama Unfiltered, and I believe they're going to be guests on the show one of these days pretty soon. We'll have Joey Clark at 3, and I will see you at 3 after